Hello, and welcome to the ninth podcast of America's Worst Enemy, Our Divided Society. My name is Brad Bartholomew, and the title of this podcast and video is The Person with the Most Important Vote. In my very first podcast, I said I thought it was pathetic that America's only choice for the 2024 presidential elections were two 80-year-old white guys. I also mentioned that as a lifelong conservative Christian myself, who has voted mostly Republican, I now feel politically homeless. Next, I coined the label MSPP as MAGA Satan Putin Party, or the party formerly known as the Republican Party. I argued that MAGA Republicans have no ability or desire to govern wisely. They only want to tear down people, places, and democratic institutions and elect a dictator this fall. Their recently published Project 2025 manifesto certainly confirms this mission intent. Project 2025 should probably be retitled as Mein Kampf. Yes, history does repeat itself. I also argue the Christian nationalists, the other members of this cabal, have hijacked Jesus' good name to gain wealth, power, and control, while falling prey to Satan's seductive lies. They also want to tear down people, places, and democratic institutions and elect a dictator this fall. I further stated for a person to join either one of these homegrown terrorist groups, they must first purposely deny reality, which puts out a welcome mat for people like Vladimir Putin and many other hard-right populist tyrants emerging around the world. Hence, I believe MSPP, or MAGA Satan Putin Party, is dangerous for America, and especially our children. To get a safe landing this fall, I've urged many times, for a variety of reasons, that we need to get 2 out of 3 Americans to vote against this MSPP ideology and their dictator wannabe. FYI, I flew airplanes for 40-plus years. Landing safely every time has a special meaning to me. To rid our society of this dangerous pestilence, it's now the job of the American citizens to reject this MSPP ideology in local elections and overwhelmingly vote no for a dictator in our fall presidential elections. In my very last podcast, I urged 3 steps. 1, everyone needs to vote. 2, I urged everyone to vote against who they thought was the most dangerous candidate. 3, I urged everyone to have civil conversations with each other, especially with the growing size of swing voters. The byproduct of this logic trail was that, just a week ago in my previous podcast, I urged all Americans to re-elect Joe Biden by a wide margin. Then, last Thursday night, the first presidential debate occurred. It was painful and sad to watch a man of great character and remarkable service to our country falter in front of our own eyes. Perhaps Charles Barkley said it best. Father Time has never been defeated. Nonetheless, the sad reality is that another 4 years of Joe Biden as our president is no longer a safe landing for America. Flexibility is the key to air power, and sometimes this requires multiple timely course corrections to secure a safe landing. The harsh reality still remains that Donald Trump is a pathological liar, convicted felon, and will become a dictator if elected. Any vote for Trump and or his Republican sycophants this fall means putting America on track to becoming another Nazi Germany prior to the outbreak of World War II. Is America lurching toward leaving democracy behind and joining the axis of evil? This is a strange but stressful and dangerous moment for America with limited resources and no good options. As I have said many times previously, when pilots face similar stressful situations in the air, they still feel responsible and highly motivated to find a path to a safe landing. The only honorable safe landing I and many Americans now see is for Joe Biden to voluntarily announce he is withdrawing from the 2024 presidential race. It has never been the sole responsibility of Joe Biden to single-handedly stop a dictator and the evil MSPP ideology. That job and responsibility, as our Constitution clearly dictates, now rests solely on the shoulders of the American citizens. If President Biden withdraws in a timely manner, it will give the Democrats 90 days to select a younger, more viable candidate that can hopefully unite us and overwhelmingly defeat Donald Trump. Yes, this would be a tough and perhaps chaotic road for the Democratic Party, but that's their job and responsibility. Even with our partisan political landscape, it's preposterous to believe Joe Biden is the only person in America that can defeat a tyrant. I will stop here before taking a long summer break, and I will offer only one more storyline. But it's an odd storyline. Here it goes. When is it okay to be selfish? As I've said many times before, my motivation for doing these podcasts is my deep concern for what world we are leaving to my two precious granddaughters. The first MSPP podcast was about my hometown, Southlake, Texas, and how hypocritical Christian crusaders and racist MAGA bullies have taken control of our school district by whitewashing history and harassing teachers and librarians. My two children went to the same school district 20 years ago and got an outstanding education, but now the district is in shambles. This greatly concerns me because my two precious granddaughters will be attending the same school district in a couple years, and this is my ultimate motivation for speaking out. Do I care about America and Texas? Sure I do. But at my age, I'm a family first type guy. And if others see that as me being selfish, well, I'm okay with that. For the good of the country, I am now asking one very special person to think selfishly about her family first. For the next couple weeks, this person may hold the most important voice and vote in our country. I'm asking this person to think about the two paths forward for her loving spouse, even if he's being stubborn. Not that my wife has ever called me stubborn. If her husband graciously chooses to step aside soon, it would mean he would only endure another 6 months of the world's most intense job. But then they both could relax and enjoy their golden years with family and friends and the respect and admiration of a grateful country. If, however, her spouse stubbornly chooses to continue the good fight, the second path will start with 6 months of endless campaigning and intense worldwide scrutiny. Then, if he wins, there will be 4 more years of constantly having his physical and mental abilities being questioned first, even before he speaks or tries to govern. In the time of crisis, Americans might worry whether he was up to the challenge or not. This same universal concern might also embolden enemies of the West to become more proactive. 4 more years of President Joe Biden will probably cause many of us only to remember him as someone who stubbornly refused to relinquish power. Dr. Jill Biden, since I too have been married for 40 years, I'm guessing you hold the most important vote, voice, or nudge on this matter for the next few weeks. Please, please, help your husband make one more wise choice. I am urging you to be selfish. Choose the path that is best for you, your husband, and your family. I promised only one more storyline, but reality has once again made me a liar. Yesterday morning, I was distraught and sickened by the Roberts Court's ruling on the presidential immunity. It ends 250 years of America's Americans believing in the ideal that no one is above the law. And now it paves the way for their patron and chosen dictator to take power. Like Vladimir Putin and the MAGA Satan Putin Party, it appears the Roberts Court is playing a dangerous game of divide and conquer with America. I wonder if their goal is to repeat enough Dred Scott-type rulings to trip us into a civil war, which is where I started this MSPP series in my podcast number 6. For now, safe landings, everyone. P.S. I am still asking for crowdsourcing help to distribute this material. I will be talking to you again in the fall, but until then, I'll be enjoying family and friends, taking Teddy for walks, and babysitting my two precious granddaughters.